Welcome to Local Drag. It's a podcast about local drag queens and their thoughts and opinions on RuPaul's Drag Race and the world of drag. My name is Laveau Contraire, and I'm the Voodoo Queen of New Orleans, here to put you all under my spell. Tune in each week as I interview one of my favorite squirrel friends and recap the latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race and give our unfiltered opinion on the queens of season 13 and Drag Race UK. So I am here with Aqua Jet Xerxes. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's been a good day. So we just did the viewing party and I wanted to make this joke because it was funny to me, but this feels like a drag blind date, right?
Right.
Like, we've never really worked with each other. We only know each other from online. It's like my parents would be screaming right now. But I'm super excited that I got to work with you.
We
connected over Facebook and I was just like, all right, let's do it. I mean, she's cute, so let's see what she's got to say about Drag Race. So tell me about how you got started in drag, where you got started, and then why the name Aqua Jet Xerxes. Is it a dishwasher? Is it a jacuzzi? What is the Aqua Jet?
Well, I hate being cliche, but I did start because of Drag Race. I remember it being on Netflix.
That's okay. Right.
It was season two, and I was in, I think, middle school, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to do drag.
So, yes! Oh, wow. So wait, you started watching like from season two when it was like live? Like, see, I don't even think Netflix. I knew it existed at that point.
But yes, that's when I started. And then I'm from Foley, Alabama. That's where I'm originally from.
Oh, okay.
The number one retirement home in Baldwin County. And it's the greatest place to go if you're a conservative and if you're old. So
Okay. I'll keep that in mind if I ever become either of those things. Right. Don't plan on it.
But there's no gay pride or gay anything there. So I kind of started
proud of it.
So
you say you're proud of it.
But so I started as a bedroom queen, and then I didn't start performing until I think I turned 21.
Wow. Look, we all start out as bedroom queens, okay? Oh, look, you got to keep that shit cute in the bedroom before you ever let it see the light of day.
Right.
I love it. And the name?
Well, I'm a big, big fan of Pokemon. So I was playing Pokemon. I originally just went by Aqua, like Cher, like Aqua. And then I saw Aqua Jet and I was like, that's cute, Aqua Jet. And then I got Xerxes from watching Family Guy. There's an episode where Peter has a falcon named Xerxes. And I was like, I want that name.
That is so funny.
Aqua Jet Xerxes. And it just kind of rolls off the tongue too. I just love a three name.
Absolutely. I do love that. That's very drag. That's very like classic drag.
Oh, it is. I love it.
And then I love that like every fucking bitch wants to be Cher or Beyonce and just have a mononym, just a one name, but I'm not all those girls.
No.
Like, I wanted to be Laveau, but I love Contraire so much that I could never just be Laveau. But it's because Facebook wouldn't let me have one name.
Well, there's a band named Aqua too. You know, they did Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to get that confused with me if I ever
That's a search engine nightmare.
It is.
Yeah, so you're good to not do that. That's so funny, though. Okay. So I love that it's Pokemon and not a dishwasher. Because I was just like, Aqua Jet, where are we going with this?
Right.
I love it. We talked at the viewing party about you, like, if you ever grow up and have, like, drag daughters or drag family, that you should name them after Pokemon moves.
Oh, yeah. It's like Thunderbolt, Razor Leaf, Bubble Beam.
Yes! Oh, my God. Color
Scheme 1, just named Splash and does Magikarp and just flop around.
Oh, bitch! Splash! That's kind of a cute name. I mean, it's the name of gay bars from here to Florida. but I've never seen a performer named Splash.
That'd be epic.
Right? Oh my God. But yes, yeah, so speaking of drag queens, who, since you've been watching since season two, like who are some of the favorites of yours? Who's been inspiring you in your drag journey?
That's like telling me what my favorite Pokemon is. Like, Jesus.
Well, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Squirtle.
Aw, of course it is.
No, season two, I really clicked with Pandora Box.
Okay.
And then season three, watching Raja. Oh my God, that was like, I am so happy I'm gay. Like, to experience something like her. And then from then on out, kind of like any queen that's just like from like a small hometown, I kind of click with, or just like a comedy queen.
I mean, I love that. We love the stories that are similar to our own. Right. That's great. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of those. Like, I feel like Chi Chi Devane from Shreveport was from like a small town. You've got like Widow Von Du and Heidi in Closet, who are like from Oklahoma and stuff. So those queens definitely do make their presence known on the show. It can't all be LA, New York, and Chicago.
Right. Okay? Which I love a lot of LA, New York queens, but like seeing those hometown queens like crawl from where they're from to like get where they are, it's amazing to watch sometimes.
Right. I love Heidi. The dolls too. Yeah.
Heidi, I love her to death. She was my favorite contestant from like the past season.
Well, surprise, surprise, she makes an appearance on this week's episode.
Right? It was everything.
I love it so much. Did you love the lip sync though?
This episode's lip sync?
Yeah.
It was cute. You know, I'm happy that there wasn't a lot of death drops and shablam shablops.
That could have been, you know, with the song choice, it could have been.
You know, some queens will full out Kenya Michaels it and just bam everywhere.
Right. Because no tears means obviously I need to be slamming my pussy onto the ground.
Right.
That's what that means.
Death drop back rolls, just whatever.
But yeah, speaking of lip syncs, which one's your favorite? Like, that you've ever seen on the show?
Oh my gosh. Of course, Evie versus Brooke. That was just everything. And then I loved Dita Ritz versus the Princess.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Put another tally. Because that one comes up the most out of any.
It's so iconic from such an early season.
And I just wonder if she knows that she's that bitch. Like, I need to tweet her. I need to tweet her and just remind her. I saw she posted like where she made a look out of like IKEA bags and it was fucking cute. And she was like, if anybody has anything to say, I'm just gonna say I'm doing drag. And I'm like, bitch, yes, you are.
She needs to come back for All Stars. She's
would love it. I would love to see it. Love me some Dita Ritz. But yeah, yes. There's
less iconic lip syncs. Like, just anything like that was so iconic.
Yes, absolutely. So, speaking of iconic, the iconic Tina Burner is gone, y'all.
No more flames.
No more flames.
Whoosh out.
She was extinguished, bitch, by the one and only Utica.
I would use bubble beam.
I mean, do you feel like Utica would be a water trainer? I don't know.
She would totally be psychic. Like
psychic? Okay.
I feel like she'd be like that weird psychic girl that's like reads your mind. Very supreme.
Okay. I could see it. I mean, the way she's like talking about this whole Tina situation is giving me very psychic.
Bro, I hate when queens are just like, oh, I can't believe I sent her home. You sent her home. Good for you.
Well, okay, so what Utica's doing is she feels bad and she's like crying, but there are no tears. And I teach toddlers and we often, you know, you gotta know when there's a cry with tears and there's a cry with no tears, because those are two different things. She's crying without tears, and then seconds later she's like, oh, but I love that. What did you guys think? It's like, first of all, we think you're like, doing the most.
Right, like delusional.
That is the word of the episode, right?
It very is, especially. That's going to come up a lot. That's going to be like our Sesame Street word.
This might be the most delusional season since Valentina was on the show the first time. Maybe it's just her presence is so strong.
Right.
That they felt it even the week before.
Like, I don't think you'd be self-aware.
Not at all. Not at all. And we will see more of that as we go on. But, you know, she is excited. I think she's letting her hair down and we're starting to see how much of a nut she is.
Oh, my God.
She's a little sassy and a little mean. I think she lets that out.
She fully like, has her own book.
Yeah, totally. She writes hateful things in her journal at night. It's weird.
The fact that she shared that to everyone.
I know. It's just like, you really have no self Elliot, baby, I think you need more self-awareness. And I'm coming to you as a sister. Oh, my God. Candy needs to tell Utica about herself, too. So, anyway.
I swear.
Anyway, yeah, so she feels bad, but then she's like, it was good to knock her off her throne. I'm just like, okay, Utica, what the hell is happening? And I think production is giving us this like evil Utica storyline for this episode.
I'm kind of here for it though.
I love it. It adds to the quirk for me.
It does. It adds kind of like a is she doing this on purpose type thing, like being goofy? Is that a facade?
All I know is that I would go to a show where she was booked to do a roast. If she was on the roast, I would be like, you know what? I want to go see what the fuck she's
doing. Let me just fly out real quick.
Yeah, just because that is either going to be really good because she learned or really bad. And either way, I'm interested.
Me too.
The girls quickly remind Candy that she does not have a win.
Very quickly.
But this is Simone's fourth win. So shout out to her.
Right. She's been slaying this, which I love that.
I love that too. But last week we talked about it and it's like she can't continue to win like this. It would just not be fun for anyone to watch if it's just like, well, Simone's going to win. So I think that she's going to start struggling.
Well, there's also, you know, that kind of like fourth win curse, you know?
Like
she make it runner up.
Oh, don't say that, darling. Don't say that.
Because like hopefully she breaks the curse. I really want her to like go on.
I hope the fuck so, but I have a feeling.
This is a feeling.
I have a feeling that they're going to do something super groundbreaking with this crowning and not necessarily crown someone who looks like the last winner. And that is as cryptic as I'll be about that. I think you can get what I'm saying, but
I do.
We'll see. But the mini challenge this week is super fun. It's actually drag related.
Finally.
Right? They have to do a live makeup tutorial where one queen is the hands and the other is the face.
I love stupid stuff like this so much. Like, this is what I want to see in Drag Race.
Right? Like, I appreciate this because it's drag related. If it's like dress up like a clown and do the polka, I'm like, no.
Like, I can't do the polka.
Well, just like the paper dress was good because it was drag, but like guessing random shit.
Girl, yeah, that was some weird shit. I was like, why are we guessing shit?
I mean, there's all kinds of weird challenges, like the one where they had to do a macho man drag, but they couldn't say drag king.
The macho man drag.
Like, oh, so we not? You're just gonna ignore the drag king
and Rue's vocabulary.
Chow. Exactly. So we get into this mini challenge and they get to try out the new Norvina Anastasia Beverly Hills palette.
Oh yes. And I've never seen Norvina before. Like, she is so pretty.
I've seen pictures. She looks unreal.
Like, this is like a sculpture. She
looks like little Lady Gaga's little sister.
She really does.
Like, she's gorgeous and she's got this lavender fucking wig on.
Oh my God, that hair. I want a wig like that so badly.
Okay, like, just copy paste. I want the outfit. That cutout is nasty.
It's snatched.
Her titties are sitting and it's like, crusted with diamonds. Is it? Girl, or is that sequins?
I don't know if it's sequins or diamonds.
We don't wait till it closes up on her again. Those look like stones, baby.
Oh, those are stones.
She wants you to know that she is the best.
Is fierce.
And then who's fierce?
Rosé and Candy.
Oh, Samantha. You mean Samantha? Yeah, the beauty mogul who's like, yeah.
Norvina's BFF. I heard. yeah. So Candy is the arms and Rosé is the face. Mm. And it's hilarious, honestly. That was funny. Like, I laughed out loud. Like, sometimes you can just see the joke and you're like, okay, haha.
Yeah, but like, this one
literally had me on the floor.
All of them were hilarious, to be honest. Like, there was no bad ones.
I think so. I think it was great. They definitely put the right people in the front as the face.
Exactly. Like, it is hilarious. Like, can't, like, Utica's arms kill me all the time. Like, right, they're so long and lanky.
It's ridiculous.
Like, it's kind of, it's very Slenderman.
If you, like, force the illusion, because, like, you can see that it's not her arms, but if you force your brain to see the illusion, it just, like, looks like this very giant person.
Which is, like, arms for days.
Right, arms wingspan, bitch, wingspan.
Girl, she can fly.
Oh, my God, but the way that they did each other's makeup was just criminal. It was so bad, but also so good, because it was so entertaining.
It was. My favorite mug was Gottmik's mug, though. It was hilarious.
Gottmik was like, this is a normal Gottmik mug. So, yeah, the mini challenge ends, and the winners are Rosé and Candy, and they win the prestige. Wait, do they also win makeup? They won makeup, right?
Right?
They won $2,500 worth of Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Don't they get, like, makeup even though they're, like, on Drag Race?
What do you mean? Just, like, in the workroom?
Yeah, because, like, Manila said that she had, like, a crap ton of makeup from her All-Star season. Like, she got to keep some.
I think that there is makeup for All-Stars for sure, because there's, like, sponsors and stuff, but I don't necessarily know. Like, I know there's, like, the fabric wall and stuff like that, but I think they have to bring a lot of their makeup. I'm sure that some is provided if they need it, though.
Right.
I mean, that would just be so horrible if they were just like, nope, you get what you get. You know, you get what you want. But they won 25,000, or is it 2,500?
2,500.
Because Candy doesn't know the difference, but she won a lot of makeup, okay?
She did.
And they get to choose the lineup for the main challenge, which is the Nice Girl Roast. Meaning... no, you're good. Meaning that our Miss Congenialities are coming back, and they are getting roasted.
And the fan favorite, Valentina.
Yes, Miss Congeniality, more like fan favorite, which, I mean, honestly, I feel like is right up Valentina's alley anyway. She's like, actually, you know what? Thank you.
Right. She's like, thanks. I'll take this award.
That fits with my fantasy. So Rosé and Candy, like, debate about going first and last. And mm-hmm. I think this is a good idea. What do you think about it?
Oh, I fully agree, because Candy said she wants to open the show. I'm fully for that, because she's such a big personality that, like, if you have to go behind her, that's, like, a challenge.
Absolutely.
And then for Rosé to go last to, like, close the show, that's also a challenge, too, because you got to, like, be as funny to, like, be remembered.
You got
to
button it up.
Yes.
But I don't think you have to work as hard to be remembered, because if my adolescent psychology taught me anything, it was that people remember, like, the first thing and the last thing in a list better than they remember the middle of the list. So you can easily get forgotten by being in the middle. You could be forgot Mick if you were in the middle, but if you're at the beginning or at the end, you do well, or you do poorly, that's going to stick out a little bit more.
Right, which I'm fully for. Like, Candy being first, hilarious.
And I mean, when you think about it, who was going to win this week? Candy or Rosé?
Right, like, it was such a setup.
No, I think they just they deserved it. Like, I mean, well, I guess they couldn't know that they were going to be the pair in the makeup challenge to win. So, yeah, I think they earned it. And I think that Gottmik was a close second. But now that we've completely spoiled the entire episode, let's talk about it. So we get back in the workroom, and they decide that the set list is going to be Candy, Simone, Utica, Mick, Olivia, and then Rosé. So who do you think needs to be worried?
Simone. And I think Simone and Olivia should be worried, because
they're going right after
candy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, be remembered and be funny.
Right. And the same goes for Olivia, because Mick has proven to be funny in the show. And Rosé is going to be funny because she brands herself as a comedy queen, if you remember last episode.
Everybody was scared of Rosé this episode. They were like, this is Rosé.
Yeah, they're just like, this is her challenge, because she said she was a comedy queen last week. And Tina's not here to check her. So they get to rehearsal, which is really freaking cool. That they get to sit in front of Michelle and Lonnie and practice their material. Some of them are really funny off the bat, and some of them are making us worried. So Candy's up first. What did you think?
Oh, hilarious. I wish she kept Miss Cunt Geniality, though.
I know. If RuPaul can flip off people, I think you can say cunt.
She can say that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think even if y'all bleep it, it's fine. You bleeped it just then. Right.
Like, you believed it when Michelle said it. The TV name, people need to get over it.
Yeah, totally. Mick doesn't really know that they're funny. Like, they tell jokes and they're just like, oh, you like that.
Okay. Right? That's me, though, when I tell jokes. I'm like, oh, that is funny. Okay.
Well, that's the thing. I think you have to kind of study your comedy and or yourself and know what makes you funny. Right. So anytime these days, if I'm thinking about Drag Race, which I think about it every day these days.
Sometimes I can't even sleep.
So I think about it and I'm just like, okay, every time I make someone laugh, I'm going to say, why did they laugh so hard at that? What was it about what can I punch up to make it more funny? So I think that Nick is figuring that out in real time.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm glad Mick kind of got that rehearsal, because if she didn't, she probably would have bombed.
I'm
glad they kind of like molded her. We're like, hey, do this instead. Like, she actually took it. She actually took the criticism.
And I'm glad that they are being helpful, because sometimes they don't say helpful things, but this time they were very helpful.
Because she's scary.
Some people didn't listen.
Right. Because she's scary when she first said, oh, I hate roast. I can't do a roast. I'm like, well, she's in the bottom.
You're going to learn today. Right. So she does great in rehearsal. Even though she didn't realize that she could do that great. Olivia, on the other hand.
Oh, Olivia.
She's telling jokes. Olivia. And like, every time she tells a joke, I'm just like, okay, you're so close. You are so close to having a good joke.
Like, she almost hits the ball.
Yeah. She swings, but then the ball flies right past her.
Right. It's there.
It's sad.
I get the whole nice girl. Like, it's almost like if you watch Betty Wright do worse.
Yes.
That's what she does. She's
I think they mentioned that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And I feel like it could be played up.
Yes. Because the nice girl roasting, that's hilarious. It's like comedy gold.
But I think what she has to do is go completely oblivious to the fact that she's being mean.
Olivious.
So I think she could be like saying the things about RuPaul and stuff with like some of her jokes did land. We'll get there when we actually get to the actual performance. But I think right at this point, she needs to believe in herself, like they said, and also like commit. Because I think that her non-committal vibe is what they read as apologizing for it. So
Agreed.
But at the same time, she's completely delusional. So, yeah.
What queen is
delusional? What queen isn't delusional on this season? Joey J. She knew she was a film queen.
I'm so happy she's the first gay queen to make it on the show.
The first gay queen ever. Yeah. So then we get to Rosé, and she
felt it.
I mean, the rehearsal was funny. So, like, I'm just so like, proud. How? What didn't they show us?
Right, because like it was hilarious.
I love to see it because Candy, I mean not Candy, Jesus, I get all my New York queens mixed up, and they have like those short names. Anyway, Tina was like, really, comedy, is that what you do? And now she's not here to speak her piece or demonstrate her ability to roast, but I do love that Rosé was like, yep, now watch me
work. I'm kind of happy, though. Like, we finally see, like, Rosé shine without her getting, like,
undermined, yeah.
Undermined by Tina.
Honestly, I think Rosé is doing better in the competition as it goes on because she is feeling more like she belongs there. Because mm-hmm. from the beginning, you got to remember she was in that losing team.
She was.
So she was all up until this point, like trying to prove herself as better than that. And now mm-hmm. that she's gotten there, it's like a weight lifted.
I totally forgot she was the losing team. I thought she was on the winning team.
Remember, Olivia reminded us that she sent him home once.
Because she wore silver. Do it again.
Which I thought was a cute joke. It just wasn't delivered hard enough.
Exactly. That's the delivery. Like, you have to deliver it.
Right. Exactly. Because
Olivia's jokes, like, they were there and they were funny. It's just she didn't deliver.
Ooh, or if she was like super nice and just like, it's so funny that you wore silver again because like I beat you once and I can do it again. And right, then she gets like really serious, you know?
Exactly. Like, oh my God, that's like comedy gold. Speaking
of like coming in second place.
Right. Bring Simone's rehearsal.
Yeah, ooh. Simone is a little rough. She's in her head. She's overthinking. And
she kept explaining her jokes, and that's what killed me.
Oh, God. Has no one told her that if you have to explain it, just don't repeat it? It's sad because Simone is our front runner. But like I said, I didn't think they was going to let her win five times.
Nah, they're like, okay, we got to stop her.
We got to slow her down. She might get a fifth win right at the end. But I don't know.
Excellent. I don't think any queen has won five challenges so far.
Have they not?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. I'm going to do a slick little Google over here. Drag Race five wins. Benda LaCreme is the first queen to win the first four main challenges in a row, to win Snatch Game twice, and to win five challenges in a single season. That's been de la creme, baby.
Okay, so she did win. Oh, yeah, she won and then sent herself home. Now I remember.
Well, that was on All Stars.
Yes.
But she won the Snatch Game on her season, too, with Dame Maggie McGonagall. So, yeah, but technically, Benda LaCreme is the best performing queen on Drag Race ever, followed by Bianca and then Alaska. And you know what? That fits with my fantasy.
It does fit with my fantasy.
I love them all so much. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to the podcast, back to the show.
I have like ADHD brain. So
I'm
like,
right there with you. I'm like, you know what? Google is free. It's available to everyone. It's right there. Let's utilize her. Okay.
Right. No, I'm so ADHD. So like, I'll have like different conversations in my head.
Yes. I love it. So Utica comes out and does her rehearsal. And I was like, this could go one of two ways. It could be really good or really bad. And it was the latter.
Bad. Oh my gosh. Like, I had to like take a shot every time she spoke. I was like, girl. Cause like,
it was,
I get the jokes, but they did come off as mean. I do agree. I'm just like, if there's no punch, you know?
Yeah, there was stabbings. It wasn't punching, exactly. It was stabbing.
Like, it's like that mean girl who just sits right in front of you and just starts going off on why you're ugly and stupid.
For no reason. It's like, girl, who pissed me your Cheerios? Right. So, like,
why are you sitting here?
So, it was just so bad. It was like, we were literally, well, I was just backing up from the computer and like literally cringing and curling into a ball. Because it was just, how are you that bad and don't realize it?
It's delusion. She's been spraying that Jinx perfume.
Okay, convince yourself.
She is trying. But like, some of her jokes were funny if she delivered it and didn't make it as mean. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think if she put on a quirky character that they know her for, even if it was a light one, it would have saved it. Because I think the whale joke was funny. I think the RuPaul joke was funny. But I think a lot of it is you can't be as cutting and cunty as you want to be. You have to play some of that shit off like you don't understand why it's so funny.
I agree.
You're asking RuPaul to stand up on the runway, that's great because we all know why that's funny.
Right.
You have to do it like, oh my God, you're such a fashion icon. Like, can you show us your outfit? What? You know, like that would have been funny, but her just being like, oh, you like that, RuPaul? Why don't you stand up?
Right. I'm just like, and then the whale one, like she came out fully with like speaking whale. And I'm like, that doesn't work. It's not meshing.
But okay. I love taking it and punching it up, and maybe I'm delusional and maybe it still wouldn't have been funny, but I'm just like, if she had did that and she actually had a point to it, cause the punchline for her was whale.
Right.
Like, but the punchline should have been what she was trying to say to Nina in whale. Then she could have said like, oh, I was just trying to tell you that, you know, you're still not on the next season of All Stars, like, you know, that's
right, or like your shoulders are big, hell, something,
right? Well, that's the joke, that's like low-hanging fruit, everybody used that, but if you could have thought of it,
like somewhat saved her.
Yes, and just leaving it at you're a whale and that's all, that's not funny.
I will tell you my favorite joke when the roast happens, like, because there's one joke that just slaughtered me.
Okay, we'll get there, which right after, wait, is it time for a break? Hold on. So it's elimination day in the workroom, and they're all excited about their looks. Little did we know at this point that there would not be a runway, but apparently there's never, huh?
They all looked good, though.
Yeah, they all look good, but apparently there's never a roast runway. It's always
All Stars, the one where Valentina was on four. No. Yeah, she was on four. They had the angel runway theme.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know. I mean, I just remember like Pheromone and her roast outfit. You know, that was her outfit. Let's get this roast to cooking. So Utica and Olivia are in this workroom playing games. They are excited about what they're bringing to the stage, and they think it's gonna go so well.
They're like, this is me, this is my tea, I'm winning this week. Rose who?
I can't believe it. I'm honestly just like, you're not a little bit worried, especially when I know that neither of them changed anything from
to be the fly on the wall to like see the other contestants' reactions when they've been like talking how they've been talking.
Right. Editing is making it look, you know, how it needs to look. So kudos to that. But Olivia ends up reading herself in an exchange with Rosé because she's like, yeah, you're a comedy queen. And she's like, yeah, I've been that title has been there for years, baby. The reviews are in. And she's like, sounds like longer than I've been doing drag. And she's like,
thank you.
Yes, exactly. Why would you do that? Like, she's so bad at roasting and reading that she read herself.
Add up like read herself and read others on the roast. She would have been funny.
Oh, my God.
She really would have.
But that's the thing, is she didn't even realize that she had read herself in that moment. Right. That's how she should have delivered those jokes.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah. Oh my God.
So, as we said, let's get this roasted cooking. Let's go to the runway. 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 RuPaul comes out in this black bodysuit with a tulle belt train.
I love that she said on the thing. Oh, yeah, so you're like, oh, she does drag.
Okay, I was like, who put RuPaul in drag this week? Because like, usually she's like a glamazon model on the runway. But like this week, she is giving us like drag. This is something you would see a queen come out and perform. What, like Haunted by Beyonce, Black Velvet? What else?
Oh, something Lana Del Rey, like
something Dark like Paradise. Or like Dark Lady by Cher. I could see RuPaul tearing that up.
Anything like dark and like creepy,
right? Or just dark and glamorous.
Mm-hmm. Only thing though, I didn't like the wig, but then again, I hate yellow hair like that.
Okay. Like, well, it had like the platinum accents.
Right. So it kind of saved it. But like yellow blonde, I just don't like.
I love RuPaul and blonde hair. I don't care what color blonde it is. Honestly, RuPaul could do any color hair and it looks
great. I want her. My favorite look from her was from season two, where she did the pink hair with the yellow dress. It was so funny. She needs to do more of that, like colorful hair.
If the look calls for it. She'll ask for it, but she likes to keep it cute and keep it simple. So
she does. She does.
But she's been stepping up the fashions this season, for better or worse. Some of them have been questionable, but a lot of them have been tears. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Miss Paul. You look great, ma'am. If you're listening to this ever, I hope God.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
I hope to God she does it, because she ain't gonna let me on the show. RuPaul, take nothing I say to heart. I'm just kikiing and cackling. All right. Yeah. So we get to the roast, and Candy comes out first.
Hilarious.
And it's a hit. Like,
oh my God. She hit it out the park. She scored a touchdown. She did all the sports references.
Okay, you know more than me. Like, she hit the volley, bitch. Yes. It was a spike. It was a serve. That's where that comes from.
Yeah, volleyball, you serve it.
No, I know, but the gays say it's a serve now. They stole that from Black people. But anyway. Oh.
What haven't they stole from Black people?
Because she's serving. It's definitely not. Okay, that was a joke. I'm going to go ahead and say that was a joke. It's not from volleyball. That's not why that is a term. I shouldn't have to say that. But anyway, let's move on. Candy actually made me laugh out loud. And I was like, I don't know if it's just because she's first or if she's just this fucking funny. And I think it's just because she's that fucking funny.
She's hilarious. Like, if I want to go to a bar and Candy's there, I think we would have a good time. You know what I mean?
That's it, right? Like,
she's such a kiki.
I think that I would love to go see her perform. Like, you guys have to realize that this is one long pageant and one long business card. Okay? You are letting people know that you are good on a mic. Candy proved it. Rosé proved it. I would book them to host a show in a heartbeat. Just because I know that they're going to deliver and Rosé is going to sing her fucking face off.
Candy was hilarious. And that cinched waist. Oh.
She looked gorgeous. The dress was cute. She was like, bitch, I'm going to look like a woman today. I don't want to hear
it. Did you agree with like Michelle's like tease hair?
Michelle's teeth. Oh, wait. Oh, that her hair should have been bigger?
Yes.
I thought that the wig was obviously human and, you know, you don't want to tease it too much. I thought it looked good. I think that what she's saying is that because Candy is a bigger person, she needed bigger hair. And I don't think that's always the case. Candy was given realness. Okay.
Right. I was like, it's such a gorgeous outfit. And the fact that the top part is just stuck, you know what I mean? Like,
it's stuck, bitch.
Right. Like, nothing's moving. It is gorgeous. Now, I usually hate the length of a dress like that, but she sold it. Like,
but this is Candy at her peak Candy. Like, this, I would expect to see Candy wearing in the fucking club in New York.
Right.
Like, just looking glamorous like this. This is what I expect to see. Human hair wig, choker, highlighter down, bras on point.
Hopping.
I love it. I love it. Anyway, so enough gushing about Candy. I think we could gush all fucking episode about Candy because she's been getting so much hate.
Right. I was one of those people, I'll admit, I didn't like Candy at first. But when she talked about like growing up like hard and like growing up like having to like have this wall, I felt that and I was like, I see where she's coming from now.
Yeah, I get it. I think that people thought one thing about her and they got that idea in her head, in their heads. And now they're just like, screw Candy. But she's a person, y'all. This is a TV show. There are many sides to her and they had to show you that side. They're telling a story. They're showing you that side of Candy. And now they're giving you the good side of Candy. We just couldn't get it the other way around because it's good television to watch her fight with Tamisha Khan before we learn about her.
Well, that was everything.
Right? And it gave you, it opened the door for her to talk about her childhood. So anyway, Candy's amazing. My favorite joke was when she said she asked RuPaul to act her age and she died.
My favorite was your angel needed an angel. Like,
she was full of good jokes. So then we get to Simone.
Who looks beautiful.
Oh, God. Stunning. Beautiful gowns. That
gold on her skin.
And the hair.
The hair is gorgeous. And that choker.
Yeah. See, Michelle didn't tell her hair needs to be bigger.
Right?
You know why that is. Anyway, so she looks gorgeous, but she actually sucks. she is all personality and no jokes. Not what did one say? Joke.
Oh, she's beautiful. I suppose her jokes was as gorgeous as her.
Yeah, I agree. It's so funny because she'll start with a really good setup.
And then it'll roller coaster.
And then she's like, you know, I actually stopped doing my homework right here. So I only have half of it done. Like, can I finish the rest in class?
The one joke where she's like, let's talk about that controversy, your lip sync, Valentina. And I'm like, okay, where's the punchline? Where's the punchline? Where's the punchline? Like, she blue balled me.
Right. Oh my God. Absolutely. It was just like that. So it was like, you really let that happen.
Right. And I'm like,
yes. And
it's like that one Grindr hookup that like nothing happens. They just leave afterwards. You're like, that's it.
Right. Like, it could be, you really let that happen. And RuPaul, you really let that bitch come back.
Right. Like, that been perfect.
Right? Like, it would have taken just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think she also tried to be, like, too cutting. I don't think you have to work too hard to be cutting. It's just gotta be funny. She was like, Heidi, you're destitute. What?
I had to Google destitute. I'm like, what does that mean?
But that's the thing. If you're going to use a word like that, it would be really cute if you defined it for us and made a joke at the end, right? Bye. I'm just like, where are the jokes?
Where are the jokes?
It was all set up and no punch. Ugh.
Nothing.
So that is Simone. Utica comes out and she makes a great joke about, you know, I thought I was the only one who had the balls because she's wearing balls on her head to bomb that
like,
hard.
Okay, so Utica may do good. Like, I was like, okay.
Okay. But somehow it's even worse. I did not think it could get worse. And it,
but it got worse.
Oh my God, it's a train wreck.
Oh my God, it's like watching a highway car crash. Like
in slow motion.
For real.
While on acid.
Like tripping on shrooms. Like, it's just like everything you think is bad, just put it into Utica's performance. Like, it was just...
Crickets, it was the Pandora's
box of this roast.
But you know, honestly, the redeeming point for this whole roast was when she said Valentina is hard to swallow, like Lonnie's comedy career, and Lonnie Love says,
"You're the one bombing.
You're the one bombing."
And that's when Lonnie won this week's challenge.
Okay, Lonnie Love, you are the winner of this week's challenge.
But that's the thing, though. Utica, that didn't save Utica. That was Lonnie. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. I didn't actually think it was like Utica's doing, but it was the best part of her being on the stage.
Like, and RuPaul flipping her off. I was RuPaul. It wasn't Utica.
Yeah, exactly. So she like asked RuPaul to stand up because she's such a fashion icon. And RuPaul literally just smiles, pauses for a second, and then flips her off a double fucking bird.
And then does what's that? The fisting thing.
Yeah, she did something that was censored, and we think that it must have been a fisting motion because it looked like she was either jacking off her finger or her hand.
Right.
So, yeah. And she called it one of the most vulgar hand signs, and I'm just like, what?
What is it? Can someone show me?
It looks like she's fisting with her hand.
I think she is fisting.
But I love that she thinks that's the most vulgar things you can do with your hands.
Right. But Utica's outfit tonight was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was cute. It was all right.
I liked it.
It's not my favorite thing she wore. Though. Yeah. The sleeves do. I guess it's to tie in the yellow at the top.
And the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, should
I also say those jokes?
Girl, I don't even know. But yeah, next up we have Mick. Got Mick. And I'm so shocked and surprised that they do so well. They have like a really cute personality and they really have a great way of delivering the jokes. So
the first joke about Utica sold me. I was like, this is great. Like, how will I ever top that? Like, I was... in it.
I mean, that's what you have to do, you know? It shows that you're in the present moment, and it almost fools your audience into thinking that you're just coming up with this off the cuff.
Right. I mean,
technically, Rosé is the only one who didn't use their cards, but Mick isn't looking down as much.
No, she's not. She's not. My favorite Got Mick joke was, RuPaul, you are so creative with your art and your one-hit song.
Yes, and your hit song.
And your hit song.
What? Mine was the one for Ross. That was so funny. Oh my goodness! So that's Mick. Then we have Olivia come out. She doesn't come out. She like tiptoes out.
I did not like Olivia. I would have put Olivia in the bottom this week. I did
it
not
was
like
weird.
The dress is gorgeous. The hair was, I love a good curl tease like that.
Oh, yes.
It looks like an orange sickle dream. Mm-hmm.
But the jokes, I don't know. She had some good jokes.
She did, but I hate that. I hate baby voices.
That's
biggest pet peeves.
I think that she could have like aged it up a few years.
Like, she was you should have went from 5 to like 13 or something. Like, it was just...
Oh gosh, could you imagine if she was like a little teenager making the jokes? That would have been cute. That would have been funny. Been,
but like that baby voice, I just could not get into it. It turned me off.
She would have just used her regular voice. Exactly. And I would have made a joke that was just like, hey, RuPaul, why didn't you stand up when Utica asked you to? I don't get it.
No, right.
You know, like,
I feed into it more.
Like how kids, they are no filter. That mm-hmm. would have been cute if she would have pulled that off, but she doesn't need to do baby voice to do that.
Right. Like, it's just, it didn't turn. It didn't. I wasn't unimpressed.
Yeah, it was weird. I just thought that the fact that she had them laugh every now and then mm-hmm. means that she's at least going to be safe. Because
they didn't really laugh. They kind of like chuckled.
Right. There were no like, knee slaps. But she at least got more laughs than Simone and Utica combined. So.
She did. So that's why I think they kind of loses. I still put it in the bottom.
Yes. But before we get to that, we get to bring it back up with mm-hmm. Rosé.
Rosé's outfit was my favorite of the night. I love 80s looks so much. Yes. And like, it's 80s, but it's not like in your face 80s. You know what I mean?
Right. And I feel like we've seen this hair before, but it just feels like classic Rosé at this point. It's mm-hmm. a huge faux mohawk. It's gorgeous on her.
And it's so gorgeous on her face too. Like that uh-huh. harsh makeup, like the blush, like she's selling me the 80s fantasy.
Yes. I just wish that she would get some beard cover.
Tina took it all.
Oh gosh, like it takes me to a Willem place.
It does.
And I'm just like,
she just needs to like double up on the foundation. If she doesn't have any beard coverage, just double up
on the foundation. She could also like not contour down there.
That's what I lightly do that though, because I have such a jawline.
Right, contouring is fine, but you're creating shadow where there doesn't need to be any because you already have a strong jawline.
Exactly. So like the way it's more accentuated.
Right, and you don't necessarily want, like, so one thing I do is put a little blush around there to make it like come to tone yep. with everything, but I won't put like as much contour. I put the contour like right at the back of my like jaw.
Same. I don't even go all the way to my chin. I kind of like stop.
Oh,
like,
God, but... no. Because then it looks like your face is floating above your
right. head. Like you put your Barbie doll in G.I. Joe head.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is not what I want to look like. So back to Rosé. She looks like a Barbie doll. She's
a dream.
And this fucking set closes hilarious. It out so well. She does it such does. A good job. Her what was your favorite joke?
My favorite was the stadium joke.
Oh, my God.
She auditioned to be the stage.
Yes, so good. And mm-hmm. then my favorite was the one where she said, me and RuPaul have something in common. One of us is a recording artist and the other one is a singer. Oh, so good. When you can make RuPaul laugh at herself, you've won.
You did. And Ru loves to laugh at herself, too. Like, people don't realize that, like, when it comes to roast. Like, I'm so scared to roast RuPaul. Like, no, she likes that. She likes to laugh at herself.
Absolutely. Like, I think she has a good sense of humor about certain things. It's just, like, you got to know where to push it and where not to. Okay? Right. Don't ask her to stand up when you know she's wearing sweatpants. All right?
Right.
Like, we all fucking know.
Too.
Huh?
All the congenialities, they looked great today, too.
Oh, gosh. Valentina's a dream. Heidi is giving a smooth criminal. And Nina is just such a sweetheart.
She is.
Her outfit is so great, though. That top part unzips. And on the inside, it says, be kind. I'm like, oh, this is such a cute outfit.
Is there, they all looked great today.
And her hair. I'm so glad that Tina Burner went home, though, because in that episode where Rosé did her makeup, did she look like Nina West meets James Mansfield? My God.
That still gives me nightmares.
It was bad. It looked like a low-rent version of Nina version. West. Right. Nina West was incremented.
It was like... Ugh.
So at the end of the day, the judges decide that it is another week for Team Rosafe. Candy is the winner of the challenge. Gottmik and Olivia are safe. And Simone and Utica are in the bottom two. What did you think about this judging?
I agree with everything. I actually do. I thought Gottmik was going to win, actually.
Okay.
But I see that why Candy won. Because, you know, they usually have like that one criticism and it kind of just throws off the whole, like, you know.
Yeah.
Thing. But Rosé's critique, did you agree with that? The whole, like, you were funnier in the rehearsal than you were on stage?
I think that's bullshit. And also, RuPaul wasn't there.
True. Because Michelle said that, like, oh, she was thrown off by the silence. I don't think she was, because she still let it flow and it was funny.
I think they needed to justify the fact that she wasn't winning.
Right. They had to throw something in there.
Because Rosé was absolutely perfect. This is what she does. Was. This is what she does. She seemed completely at home there. And if you want to say Candy just made it a little bit more fun, I would take that over you were funnier in rehearsal. Okay, right. So what? I was funnier in rehearsal. It was less of y'all in the room. I wasn't in this uncomfortable drag. And I didn't just watch two people bomb back to back. Yeah.
But so, yeah, I agree with the bottom two, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, you said you would have put Olivia in the bottom. So who would you have saved?
After critiques, and I was like, okay, I see what. Like, during the roast, yes. Then after critiques, and after hearing everyone, I see why they put him in the bottom.
So who would you have saved?
Out of Olivia and Utica?
Or Simone and Utica.
Oh, I would have saved Simone.
Obviously, right. Like, you didn't even have to say it.
No, but I was saying, like, I agree with Simone and you could be in the bottom. However, I would have put Olivia and Utica in the bottom.
Yeah.
Trying to say. Sorry, I get very tongue twisted.
Technically, Simone was worse, but I would not be mad at seeing either Olivia or Utica go home over Simone going
home.
But at the same time, I was very excited to get to see Simone's lip sync again.
Oh, it was... breathtaking.
I just love everything that she does. I think she is an icon and a star. And like,
Simone could have just blinked the whole entire time. I still would have been like, Shantae, you stay.
Captivated. I mean, that's the thing, though. I love how she interprets songs through her drag character, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like every drag queen has a repertoire of standard moves that are like signature to them or whatever, or maybe they're signature to everyone because it's a windmill kick, a windmill into a donkey kick, etc.
Yes. But
I think that Simone has like a catalog of movements that work so well for her. And if she applies them in the right place, it could make every song new, you know?
Agreed. Cause like death drops and like the whole shablams, I don't mind them, but like it does get old. So kind of seeing Utica and Simone lip sync, how they lip synced, was kind of refreshing almost.
Yeah, there were no tricks. It was just like...
No, like, two reveals, kind of no emotions. Gaggeries. It was like captivating to watch them. Even Utica like held her own. I will give her that.
Yeah, it was just not what the, you know, brief called for. It wasn't giving me no tears left to cry. It was giving me, you know... beer. It wasn't what the song called for. It was a different interpretation.
But like, she didn't do bad.
Yeah.
You know, she did okay.
Right. And like you said, it was really good to see a lip sync that wasn't all like stunts. So that was cute. So at the end of the day, we say a goodbye to Utica. She leaves gracefully and says something about Utican.
You can't do a roast or something. I don't know.
No, she said, when you think you can't, you can. But she shouldn't.
Right. Like when she left the lip sync mirror, she was like, I'm going to do more roasts. I think I could have good singers. I'm like, you're still that delusional.
Oh my God. I think she's going to watch this back and cringe a little bit.
Yeah, she's gonna love it. It's like shooting someone. They're like, "Oh, I didn't get shot. I'm okay.
This is fine." You're sitting in a room full of fire, and it's like, "Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. It's his, but a scratch, sir." Like,
very that. But yeah, I was excited about Utica at one point. I loved her fashion on the season. She was the undercover fashion queen of the season.
I liked it. So I'm gonna talk about the Utica thing with her being PC, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, which I think it's good to be conscious of those things, because obviously, right, you know, you want to be respectful to other communities, especially as a white person. But I think she took it a little far and then doubled back over herself by making fucking fat jokes in her roast.
But then she went on to apologize on Twitter.
Of course she did, because they probably were coming for her.
Nina was like, "Girl, it's a roast. We were all there. We were all conscious of it."
And that's what I hear about roasts a lot, is that people will make jokes that are very in very poor taste, but it works because we all come into a roast agreeing that this is where we're going to be the worst. Right.
Exactly. You know? And with Utica, the whole Afro thing with the squirrels, that kind of ticked me a little.
Yeah, it was weird.
So I was like, Bob Ross had an afro.
Right. I don't think anybody black would have been mad at you for wearing an afro, because that's
I can't speak for it, but I'm just I don't think anyone would be upset with it.
That's how he looked. That's what he looked like. That's why it wasn't. Yeah. So
Utica tried too hard to be kind of perfect, almost. I wish she kind of let go of that and just.
Well, I don't think she tried too hard to be perfect. I thought she tried too hard to be goofy. You know?
Really?
I feel if she would have let go and been a little bit more chill instead of everything has to be hyper eccentric, then I think that she would have had more fun. But she also could have very well just been being her. That might just be how she do. And if that's her, then that's okay. But it's not for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right, agreed.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Now let's talk about next week and some tea and speculation. So next week we have to do an acting challenge. It's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And how do you think this is going to go?
I'm here for it, because we have big personalities like Candy, Rosé. Simone is good with acting challenges.
Historically, yes.
So I'm kind of ready for it.
I'm just worried if they have to write any part of it that Simone will fumble, because that's where she gets in her head.
But that is true.
If it's scripted, she is one
of, right. She is one of those, if you give her a script, she'll slay it. Write her a script.
The other queens, though, I don't know. I'm worried for Olivia. It feels like the obvious point for her to exit, right?
Right. It does feel very obvious, unless they do a big turnaround. For me, I think it's going to be Gottmik and Olivia. Maybe they're going to struggle a little bit.
Okay. I could see that for Gottmik, because I wasn't super convinced by their acting challenge, but they did do well in the improv comedy challenge. But that was all because of Liv. So maybe Liv will surprise us.
Maybe. It's so hit or miss with these top five, because this is a phenomenal top five. It really is.
Yes. But at the same time, Simone is crying in the promo. So what?
Right. She ugly crying.
What if Olivia stays and Simone goes home? Could you imagine?
I would eat my own foot.
The gall, the gumption. I would
fully just eat my own foot. Big snatch. Just don't talk to me anymore.
I just don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen with this season, because I don't like seeing Simone ugly crying. I hope it's just because she's safe this episode and she's just so emotional about it. But that doesn't make sense, because she was saying it's all falling apart in front of me. And I'm just like, oh no, baby, no. So,
who knows?
But, you know, Scarlett Johansson's going to be here showing us how to play every role ever. Because, you know, she can.
I'm a gag that got Scarlett.
I know. I think it's weird. I think she might be doing.
Maybe that's where all the budget went.
Yeah. I think maybe she's doing a PC tour, where she's kind of making up for the fact that she's done some pretty weird shit in the past.
questionable things.
Yeah, so maybe that's it. But I'm just like, oh, that's weird. I thought Anne Hathaway was weird, but not as weird as this.
I love Anne Hathaway. She's like a Drag Race fan. Oh,
right. She loves it. Maybe Scarlett is like, too.
Maybe.
Who knows? We'll have to tune in next week to find out. But we get to a little bit of the runways for next week. It looks like it's going to be a very interesting theme. I can't tell what it is, but someone gets told that this isn't enough for the final five. Who do you think it goes to?
It's either going to be Olivia with her acting challenge or maybe Candy with the runway, because I know her runways haven't been up to par.
Right. They've been a little crunchy here and there.
A little bit. They've been a little bit like going to the club.
Right, which is her style. And I think, you know, have at it. Like that, don't change who you are for this damn TV show. Show this TV show who you are, but elevated, you know? But obviously that won't take you all the way to the top. So I can understand it not being enough for the final five. But we will see. We will see. What's your prediction for the top four?
Oh, fully, it's going to be Rosé, Gottmik, Simone, and Candy. I fully believe that's going to be the final
same. Four. Same. Oh, my God. You're like probably the first person who I have the exact same top four as, because I thought Utica might make it there, but not really. She hasn't had the challenge performance to make it that far, but it could have happened.
Mm-hmm. I fully pegged Denali to go a little bit further.
Oh, really?
Well, because like she's such a fierce lip syncer, and I feel like she was probably gonna go a little bit further, but
no, because lip syncing ain't gonna win you the race, baby. Okay, but
well,
I think it would have been Rosé or Denali, not both. They both could not. Neither could survive while the other lived.
True.
So I feel like. Yeah, they kept Rosé because she's a teensy bit more talented in Drag Race. Not in life, because we could never compare talents, like figure skating and singing. Right. But for Drag Race, I think Rosé is going to give them what they like.
Right. If it was like figure skating Drag Race, Denali would have won.
If they had an ice skating ring, bitch, she would show them what's what.
Right. But no, my top four is fully that. I don't know what they're going to do with the top four, because I know it's not going to be a lip sync SmackDown. I don't think they're going to do that again.
I think they will do a lip sync SmackDown. I think that they did it. They're doing another Zoom reunion. The tea has been spilled. So
I fully knew that.
I think they're going to have them lip sync for the crown in their houses. And somebody's going to pull a Gigi Good and do a whole set.
Girl, that pissed me off so much that like people are still trying to validate Jada's win over that.
Wait, validate Jada's win? Invalidate? Okay, I was on the same. Wait, yeah. Are you a Gigi Good stan, bitch? No.
We were rooting for you.
I was like, no, just when I thought we were cool. So okay, but yeah, no, like, I agree.
Because that's what cost her the win fully. Like Gigi doing what she did, that cost her the win.
You think so? I don't think she could have beat Jada in a lip sync no matter what she did, to be honest.
Oh no, Jada won that whole lip sync. Jada won.
Yeah, I think she needed the gimmick, but it wasn't Sasha Velour. It wasn't.
Right.
You know?
Like when Gigi pulled her like dress up to show her ass, I'm like, that's not the right thing to do for Survivor.
Yeah. And
then Crystal was just there.
She's so sweet and cute.
She's having a good time.
She was filling the Adore Delano slot. Actually, no, she was filling the Courtney X slot, because Adore
was
closer to winning than Courtney. But anyway.
And it wasn't a rumor like they did a tie and win with Bianca and Adore?
Yes, they did film that, but they did not film a tie with Courtney. So that tells you who they were considering.
Right.
So, yeah. But
I don't know.
That brings us to the end. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. If they do a lip sync for the crown, who do you think will win?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want to see Gottmik and Candy versus Simone and Rosé.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I didn't think about like the verses. I would want to see Mick versus Simone, because I know that would prove that Simone should win. And then I want to see Candy versus Rosé, so that Rosé can give Candy that lovely fourth place ribbon.
fourth also, but I want my top two to be Gottmik versus Simone.
Of course, yes, I think that's going to be it, and mm-hmm. I think that they'll probably give it to Gottmik so they can crown the first trans winner. Not that Mick doesn't deserve it, but I think that Simone deserves mm-hmm. it a little bit more if she doesn't fuck up the rest of the season.
What if they do a double crowning again?
No. No. No, thank you. No. You can keep it. Like, please don't disrespect us again that way.
It's a tie. What you mean, a tie?
Okay, we have a tie. No, RuPaul.
That still pisses me off to this day.
But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I love Monet.
I'm agreeing with you. Either Simone or Gottmik should win.
Well, fingers crossed, girl, because Candy Muse is going to surprise us all when she upsets America and wins the entire season.
I would gag.
Wouldn't you? I would gag and I would live because even though I think Simone deserves it, if Simone fumbles mm-hmm. these next three episodes, if Candy won, I would fucking scream just because it's the truest, like, Cinderella story the little, like, bullied kid from the Bronx grows up and becomes this beautiful, brassy
drag race superstar.
Yes, I would love to see it. So we're Team Candy here.
Right. It's anyone's game except for Rosé.
You think so? I think they're going to Jan her.
They already Janned Denali, though.
Oh, hard. But I think that Rosé is one of those queens who will benefit from an all-star season so much.
I think so. Who do you want to see back on All-Stars? I think I already asked you.
Well, okay. I mean, we need Trinity K. Bonet back on television. I'm just saying. But I think that if they miss the opportunity to put Jan and Rosé on the same season, then they're silly. Like, they should wait on Jan so that Rosé can be on a season with her. Or if you want to wait a little bit longer, put Laguna Blue on the show. And then mm-hmm. have all three of them bitches on the same season and let them hoes fight. That would give good TV.
Years. But do you know, like, the All-Star speculated cast?
I've heard some things, but tell me.
Like, I know apparently Ginger Minj is coming back.
Okay, I can see that.
Yara's coming back and yes, Pandora.
Yara. Okay, Pandora. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Right. I fully believe Pandora should have a comeback.
She didn't get a good chance on the first All-Star.
Oh, no. She.
She was like, I am not feeling this. This is not what I came here to do. I'll go home.
Right. That's all I've heard. I think there's more others. I can't recall anyone else.
Well, I heard there's also an international All-Stars coming out. So
I'm excited for that, to be honest. I mean,
we've been talking about it for a while. Like, you know, we talk about a mm-hmm. winter season. We talk about an international season. So I'm glad that they're starting to do some of these things. I don't
think they're going to do a winter season.
They would never, but they should.
No, because Trixie said no.
Well, we don't need Trixie. Fuck her.
Tyra, aka James, said doesn't even do drag anymore.
Right, of course not. But you could have like Bob, you could have like Violet, you could have Shay, you could have Aquaria. Oh my god, you could have fucking BB would come back, you know?
BB, I think, should come back again.
Of course. I mean, I always want more on my TV, and I think it would be so good. Right. Sharon would probably come back too, honestly. Alaska would definitely come back.
Could you imagine Sharon versus Alaska?
Oh, the world needs to see it.
But no, this international All-Stars, I'm here for. I know, like, some of the cast speculated too.
Yes, we got some winners coming back, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like, kind of much.
Right. You know what's hilarious? The Secret Celebrity Drag Race it's gone now.
Right. Well, I heard they couldn't film it because of COVID, and that's why this season is so fucking long.
Gotcha. Like, the Candy versus Simone, I don't think it was gonna be a double save. I think they kind of told RuPaul, like, hey, we need more episodes.
Yeah. Well, I think she knew from the beginning. I think that they discussed it and she was like, where can I do a double save? Well, I like both of them, so let's do it.
Right.
So yeah. But yeah, that brings us to the end of another episode of Local Drag. I had so much fun talking to you, Aqua Jet Xerxes.
Me too. I had a blast. Like, for my first podcast, this was really fun.
Yes, and I actually can't wait till, you know, the world opens back up and people are safe and vaccinated and all that jazz so that we can, like, you know, meet in person and do some drags.
Oh my god, same. Oh, but would love to.
Thank you for doing the viewing party. I hope you have a great rest of your night, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having
me. No problem. Anything you want to promote to the people? Tell them where to find you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram, AquaJet, Twitter, AquaJet.
With two T's,
pretty much
right?
Everything. With two T's, yes. AquaJet
That's
with two
important.
T's.
Otherwise, you'll get a dishwasher.
You will get a dishwasher. So, yes, just find me there and, you know, support your local drag queens. Tip us.
I love it. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I can't wait to do it again next week. Anchor allows you to send in voice messages, so check out the link in the episode notes if you have any questions or comments for the show, and we just might respond to them on air. Until next time, keep it cute, keep it real, and don't let anyone steal your joy. I'm Laveau Contraire, and this has been Local Drag.